Fox News asks judge to dismiss Newsom's defamation case. Fox News is asking the court to dismiss California Governor Gavin Newsom's defamation lawsuit against the media giant over the date of a June phone call between the governor and President Donald Trump in its news reports. The motion to strike the case was filed August 5 and also asks the court to require the governor to pay Fox News attorneys' fees. According to Fox News, Newsom also allegedly sought to amend his original complaint, filed June 27 in the Superior Court of Delaware. His representative did not confirm the allegation. With Governor Newsom facing possible payment of Fox's attorney fees and political embarrassment, we're not surprised he has told us he plans to amend his original complaint, Fox News Media said in a statement provided to the Epoch Times on August 7. But no amendment will change that this case is a transparent publicity stunt and a colossal waste of the court's time and resources. Newsom's complaint accused Fox News of making a misleading video clip and multiple false statements about the timing of his call with Trump, allegedly acting with malice to brand the governor a liar and curry favor with the president. Setting the record straight and confronting Fox's dishonest practices are critical to protecting democracy from being overrun by disinformation and lies, Newsom stated in the lawsuit. Fox News reported June 10 that Newsom said he did not get a call from Trump, who was interviewed by Fox and shared a screenshot of a call he said he had with the governor about the Los Angeles immigration riots, dated 1:23 a.m. on June 7, that lasted 16 minutes. There was no call. Not even a voicemail, Newsom wrote in a post on X, in reply to a video of Trump telling reporters on June 10 he had spoken with the governor a day ago. In his lawsuit, Newsom said he did not speak with Trump again after a June 7 phone call. In the motion filed this week, Fox News said the court should dismiss the case. The allegedly defamatory statement that Newsom lied when he said there was no call is substantially true. Newsom made an unqualified assertion that no call had taken place when in fact he and President Trump had spoken just days before, Fox stated. Newsom cannot create conditions ripe for confusion or misinterpretation and then demand a $787 million ransom from a news organization taking his words at face value. Newsom responded to Fox News's motion, saying the company should face consequences. Fox's motion reveals their desperation and that they remain committed to distorting the truth on Donald Trump's behalf, Newsom told the Epoch Times in an email. They should face consequences. Until Fox is willing to be truthful, I will keep fighting against their propaganda machine. We will see them in court. Newsom's spokesperson did not say how he planned to amend his original 21-page lawsuit. Fox News alleged that Newsom's complaint was filed to create a press spectacle to harass Fox News and is not legitimate. The governor sent out a fundraising email within hours of filing the lawsuit. Fox News said host Jesse Waters' statements about the phone call were protected by the First Amendment. Waters published a correction after the company received the lawsuit, conveying the governor's side of the story, and said, "I'm sorry," according to Fox News. But he said the governor reneged on his promise to drop his claims and has proclaimed he had all the time in the world to litigate. Fox News said Newsom has not provided any facts suggesting the company had actual malice behind their statements. Newsom suggested that Trump misstated the date of the call, which he alleged may have been a result of the president's mental acuity. It is impossible to know for certain whether President Trump's distortion was intentionally deceptive or merely a result of his poor cognitive state, but Fox's decision to cover up for the president's false statement cannot be so easily dismissed, Newsom's lawsuit stated. The governor said he would withdraw his complaint if Fox News issued a retraction and apology, the news outlet said.